You know, I'd argue that most of us, if not all of us, we want to lay hold of eternal life. We want to enter into the kingdom of heaven. We want to receive that inheritance which is given to us as adopted sons and daughters of God. There's very few people, I think, that are Christian or claim to be Christian who don't want that. We want to enter into heaven. And that should be our goal here on earth. Our purpose here on earth should be to get to heaven. That everything else we do is with that purpose in mind. That we are going to enter into the kingdom of heaven someday. And so we keep our eyes on that goal. We try to draw closer to God in order that we might do that. The problem is, I think we can become too comfortable in this life. Things can get too easily fall into complacency, where we could just kind of go through life and we have all the goodies we want and we got the creature comforts and things are going fairly smoothly, and so we just kind of get complacent. We just kind of drift through life and we get caught up in our routines and we get caught up in the seeking for what we want, the materialism that we see so much in our world. We can get sleepy. We can sleep on what we are called to do as Christians. And of course, we have that warning in the first reading from doing that. That is what the people of Israel did. They lost sight of what had happened to them in the past. They lost sight of what God has done for them, what God has given them as promises, but also called them to do in their lives. And so they became comfortable. They became complacent. You know, it said that they had the best of food, the best of drink, the best of entertainment, the best, you know, houses and clothes. Sound familiar? Very much sounds like our country today. And in fact, you know, there's a saying of those who forget the past are prone to repeat it. Or another phrase that kind of fits with that is history might not loop back around, it might not repeat, but it sure echoes. And we can hear echoes of what happened to the Israelites back then in our country today, where we have become comfortable, we have become complacent because we have the best of food and the best of drink and the best of clothing and the best of housing and cars and all these things, that we can become too comfortable in our spiritual life because the earthly world is so comforting. It wants us to feel comfortable. It wants us to feel reliant on the things of this world. And of course, that leads to danger. Because when we look at cultures and civilizations that have fallen into that trap, like the Israelites, like the Egyptians, like the Romans, the Greeks, like the British Empire, eventually they fall. And it should be a reminder for us in our country that we can also fall. That's the point of the parable in our gospel today, is that we as individuals, with that comfort and that complacency, can fall. We can fall from God's grace. We can fall from following his path. That is what the rich man did. He had the life of comfort. He had everything he wanted. He had the good clothes and he had the food and the whole works. He had everything. Meanwhile, just outside the front gate of his house was Lazarus, who had basically the clothes on his back, if even that much. He had nothing. Not a thing. But he wasn't comfortable and complacent, that's for sure. And then what happened when they both died? Lazarus went to the bosom of Abraham. He went to the abode of the fathers, those who died before our Lord returned, awaiting his coming. The rich man, he even lost his name. We don't even know what his name was, but we know that he went to the place of torment. He literally went to hell. While he had all the comfort in this life, he lost it in the next. While Lazarus, the poor man, had nothing in this life, he gained everything in the next. And that is the story that we need to recognize. We need to remember that history echoes. If we get too caught up in the comfort and complacency of this world, we can lose everything, as the rich man did. But if we keep our focus on our Lord and living his life, putting him first, the love of him first, we can gain everything. We can have that eternal life. in heaven. So how do we overcome this? You know, do we look to our government to help give us? Do we look to other people to give us this? No, we need to start by turning our focus on our Lord. We need to, as St. Paul says, pursue righteousness, devotion, faith, love, patience, and gentleness. Compete well for the faith. Compete well for the faith. We need to put our love of God and love of neighbor before ourselves. And we need to do it as individuals, and we need to do it as a nation if we don't wish for our country to fall. That's one of the problems we have as a country, is we have bred this individualism that it's all about me and what I want and what I'm going to get out of it. Well, we as individuals need to live for others. We need to live first for God and then for neighbor. And we need to work to serve God and serve neighbor and not turn to other people to do that. That's one of the problems I would argue we have in our country today, is anytime there's a problem, the immediate question is, well, how is the government going to fix it? And the question we should be asking ourselves is, how am I going to help fix it? How is God going to enable us to fix it? That's the question we should be asking. Not how is some guy in D.C., our politicians in D.C., going to spend more money to fix it? Because that's generally what it is. They just spend more money and say, well, we fixed the problem because we just threw $1 trillion at it. No problem anymore. Oh, wait, there's still a problem. Let's throw more money at it. No, we need to be saying, there are people in our community who are in need. How can I reach out to them? Out of love of God and love of neighbor, how can I reach out to them? That's how we get out of complacency. That's how we get out of comfort, by stepping out of our comfort zone for the good of others, to serve others. And we must not wait. This is not something that we should just say, well, I'll do it later when I've got more time, or I've done more study, or spent more time in prayer. No, we need to start now in seeking the good of neighbor, the love of God and good of neighbor, and serving God and serving neighbor. We need to start now. If we truly wish to lay hold of eternal life, we must start as if our lives depend on it, because they do. They absolutely do. So may we truly be able to set aside this comfort, set aside this complacency that we have developed, and truly turn our lives over to our Lord, turn our lives over to Him out of love of Him and desire to serve Him, out of love of neighbor and desire to serve them. May we truly do as St. Paul says, pursue righteousness, devotion, faith, love, patience, and gentleness. May we truly compete well for the faith.